Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Trees that can stand up to hurricane force winds. Today on Advanced. Hello, listeners. I am Linda, your host, and today is August 17th. We are talking about our environment article of the month. We'll be talking about it today and tomorrow. The article is entitled Tough and Tasty Breadfruit Trees. And joining me on the program for these 2 days is Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Linda. It's great to be on the program. We're talking about food.
Yes, we're the best panelists for anything related to food.
Because we love food.
We do.
We love food. I always love exploring foods I don't know very much about. And this is one food that is very not familiar to me.
Yeah, breadfruit. I don't know if our listeners have heard of it or ever seen it, but it's a fruit that, or a food that I grew up with because we have it in Jamaica. And the article will get into that on how this very strong breadfruit tree could withstand hurricane force winds. Because last year, Hurricane Melissa, which was a Category 5, hit Jamaica.
Wow.
It was a direct hit, and it was an extremely powerful hurricane. So to begin with, let's just talk a little bit about these storms, because we have hurricanes, we have typhoons, and we'll learn this word, actually tomorrow it's in our vocabulary, cyclones. But we're talking about Hurricane Melissa. It's a hurricane. It's a tropical, it's a storm that occurs in the tropics. And the difference with all of these storms, they're basically the same storm, kind of storm. There's wind, there's rain, there's thunder and lightning, and it can do a lot of damage. But the difference is where they originate or where the storms take place. So hurricanes originate in the Atlantic Ocean. They move across it. They usually form off the coast of Africa, like off the Horn of Africa, and then move across the Atlantic Ocean. While typhoons, we experience lots of typhoons here in Asia.
Yes.
And they form in the Pacific Ocean.
Yes. And the West Pacific, to be specific.
Right. So typhoons and hurricanes, it's about where they are located or where they happen. So that's the difference. But they are powerful storms. I believe hurricanes tend to be stronger than typhoons.
Okay.
Well, in recent years, we've been getting a lot of Category 5 hurricanes. And that's the highest category of strength for a hurricane.
So usually when we talk about hurricanes, like we're talking about them hitting countries like in the Caribbean, like Jamaica.
Yes.
Or so maybe the southeastern United States, right? Like Florida.
In the entire east coast of the U.S.
Yeah,
okay. Could be in the path of a hurricane. It tends to mostly be in the southern part, like Florida, Georgia sometimes get it, but Florida, the Caribbean, and then it can go across and into the Gulf of Mexico and hit Central America as well. But yeah, in the danger zone is always the Caribbean and Florida, like these areas. So
yes,
when I lived in Florida, we were always very aware of hurricane season. It usually starts in the summer, it starts in June, and typhoon season too. So we are in typhoon season and hurricane season currently in the month of August. But it seems like the storm season tends to get longer, and also the storms are getting stronger, and that's because of climate change.
Yes.
They're just more and more stronger storms than there were ever before. And so last October, it was late October, Hurricane Melissa hit Jamaica. And I was actually really worried about this storm because I have family in Jamaica, and I was really concerned about them and their safety. And thankfully, the storm wasn't as damaging as I imagined, or we imagined, because it was just huge, powerful storm, Category 5, which I think
that's the maximum, that's the maximum level. Mm-hmm. Like when you classify hurricanes from level 1 to 5, 5 is the biggest hurricane for a Category 5.
Right. So it's a storm that has winds of more than 250 kilometers per hour.
Oh,
and
wow.
Hurricane Melissa, they clocked the wind speed, the highest wind speeds, to be like over 400 kilometers per hour. So
that's terrifying.
Yeah, you can imagine how much damage 400 kilometer per hour winds could do. Like they definitely take off roofs. I mean, Category 4 hurricanes do that, but like destroy entire communities. And that is what happened where the hurricane, Hurricane's Eye went through. They had the direct hit. But we will learn about this more in our reading, and also about breadfruit, this hearty, strong, and tasty tree. So let's hear our first reading now.
Tough and tasty breadfruit trees. These climate-proof trees survive hurricanes and could feed the future. After Hurricane Melissa's exceptionally strong winds subsided, the roots of breadfruit trees clung deep into the fertile Jamaican soil, offering hope and a step toward food security in the future. For the past 16 years, Mary and Mike McLaughlin, Jamaican natives who now live in Winnetka, Illinois, have helped plant almost 500,000 fruit trees, mostly non-native breadfruit, across the Caribbean and Africa, about 250,000 of those in Jamaica alone. Despite its resilience, breadfruit has long been an underutilized source of food, Mary McLaughlin said. The couple's Trees That Feed Foundation aims to expand its use as a crop in locations vulnerable to extreme weather events that are intensifying because of human-made climate change. It's the worst hurricane ever in the Caribbean history, Mary McLaughlin told the Tribune, and it hit Jamaica in its breadbasket, the southwestern parish of St. Elizabeth, dubbed after its fertile soil, favorable to many crops that feed the country. However, we have worked in countries that have had hurricanes and seen recovery, and if the trees have roots in the ground, those trees will recover. And we know we may miss a bearing season, but the following year, they will produce, Mary McLaughlin said.
So, how are these breadfruit trees described in our deck, Rebecca?
Well, they're called climate-proof trees. So, when we have something proof, it just means, like, for example, we use the word future-proof. You need to future-proof your business. You have to prepare your business for the future. So, when we climate-proof, you have climate-proof trees here. These trees can basically hold up in any climate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's really impressive because there aren't that many species that can hold up against any climate.
Exactly, yes. And specifically, we're talking about hurricanes being able to survive and remain standing during hurricanes and their powerful winds and rains. And the other part of the deck says that these trees could also feed the future. So we mentioned earlier in our intro that the fruit or the food from this breadfruit tree, it is a staple, and I grew up eating it. It's something I thought was native to Jamaica, but it actually isn't. It's a non-native tree, but it's so prolific. It's all over the island, and people eat it as a staple, as they do in other countries. So this is something, a tree, right? It could feed the future because it's climate proof, and it provides very filling, very hearty food. So after Hurricane Melissa, after her strong winds subsided. What does subside mean?
To subside kind of means to quiet down, mm-hmm. but usually we use this when we're talking about the weather. So it gets back to its normal condition.
Yeah. So when the winds died down, then you could see the aftermath of the hurricane, what happened, all of the damage. And they discovered that the breadfruit trees clung deep into the fertile Jamaican soil. So they didn't get knocked down. Normally, that's what happens to trees in Category 5 hurricanes. We've experienced this here in Taipei. Like, I've seen trees, like beloved trees in parks, like just get blown away or knocked down because of the winds of the typhoon. So this offers what?
It offers hope and a step toward food security. Mm. Now, that's another important concept. So we do use the word security a lot, but anytime we use security, it just means that you will have enough of something. So if you have food security, it just means we will have enough food. Like one term we've heard a lot in recently, basically, is energy security, mm-hmm. right? Because we had the war in Iran, mm-hmm. and in the war in Iran caused a lot of disruption to oil supplies all over the world. So that's energy security. Here, this is food security.
Yeah,
and you need to
big,
have enough food.
Right, and it's a big issue because many places of the world, there isn't enough food. There's food insecurity.
Yes.
So this is something that could help the problem of food insecurity. So we are introduced to these two Jamaican natives, Mike and Mary McLaughlin. And so for the past 16 years, they have helped plant how many fruit trees, Rebecca?
Almost 500,000. So
wow.
Over 500,000 trees.
Right.
That's a lot of trees. They've done a great job.
Yes, they definitely have. And they've mostly done this through their foundation, their nonprofit foundation, Trees That Feed Foundation. So most of the trees that they've planted are the breadfruit trees. And just like I did, they probably grew up eating breadfruit because they are from Jamaica. And they've planted breadfruit trees and other trees mainly across the Caribbean and Africa, but they also have planted them in Central America as well. So about 250,000 of these trees are in Jamaica alone. And despite its resilience, breadfruit has been an underutilized source of food, Mary says. So what does resilient mean? What is resilience?
Something that is resilient, or resilience, the noun, is the ability to recover quickly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a trait we talk a lot now in the workplace. You need mm-hmm. to be resilient because there's so much change going on.
Exactly.
So you have to be able to bounce back quickly from a big change. Often this change is a bad change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's usually a setback or a loss or a beating of some sort. So it can apply to something physically or mentally or even like something intangible. Like we want an economy that is resilient, right? That can bounce back from dips or losses or whatever. And we also want to have health, right? Our bodies to be resilient so we can bounce back from any negative thing. Okay, so these breadfruit trees have been called tough, tasty, resilient. We said the food is hearty, right? So to kind of make a mental list of all of the descriptions or the adjectives that are used in this article to describe breadfruit trees and breadfruit, because there are quite a few, right? So I mentioned their foundation, Trees That Feed. And what does it say that the foundation is doing?
Well, the Trees That Feed Foundation, they're planting a lot of trees. So they want to expand breadfruit to locations vulnerable to extreme weather events. Mm-hmm. So basically, there's climate change affects different places of the world differently. Some places are more hard hit.
Mm-hmm.
Some places are feeling the bad effects of climate change a lot more than other places. And they're trying to help these locations that are very vulnerable. So if you're vulnerable, it just means that it's kind of like you're you're susceptible or you're easily affected.
Yeah, more at risk.
More at risk. Mm-hmm. You're at high-risk locations to extreme weather events. And a lot of these locations are basically like island nations, mm-hmm. like because island nations, especially like you talked about Jamaica, mm-hmm. I believe Jamaica is not a very mountainous country, right?
There aren't mountains to protect it. There are mountains like in the middle of the island.
But they're not like...
They're not very protective.
They're not high mountain ranges that can shield it from hurricanes coming in. So especially a lot of these coastal countries or coastal communities, they're very, very vulnerable to storms and then also the rising sea levels.
Yeah. And with climate change, these storms and these natural events are intensifying. They're getting worse. Just like there never used to be so many Category 5 hurricanes in the past. There was maybe one once in a while. But now it seems like most of them are the hurricanes that form. They turn into Category 5. So the disasters are getting more intense, these weather events. And so we need these climate-proof trees to survive and to provide food. So Mary McLaughlin goes on to say that it was the worst hurricane ever in Jamaica. Before this, the last big hurricane was in 1998, Hurricane Gilbert, which did a lot of damage. And so it hit, Melissa hit Jamaica in its breadbasket. And I like this word. Like, I get a picture of a basket with bread in it. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, that is a breadbasket, but usually we talk about, in this usage, in geography usage, we say a breadbasket is part of a country or a region that provides most of its food. Mm-hmm. Like we have, for example, in the U.S., the breadbasket would be like in the Midwest.
Yeah, the
like
plains.
Places
right?
like mm-hmm. the plains, Kansas, that's where you grow a lot of your staples. Like you grow all the wheat, mm-hmm. the grains, right? So the breadbasket of Jamaica is here in the southwestern parish of St. Elizabeth. I have never used parish in the way that they use it in this article because this is very specific to Jamaica, right?
It's actually a British term, and Jamaica used to be a British colony, so that's why it probably inherited this like nomenclature, this system of naming administrative areas and calling them parishes. So Jamaica is divided into 14 parishes or administrative areas. Yeah.
Okay.
And St. Elizabeth is one, and this is where it was most hard hit by Hurricane Melissa. And St. Elizabeth was named the breadbasket of the country because of its fertile soil, and it produces most of the food that is produced in the country. And so I just want to ask you if you know the breadbasket of the world.
That is actually a really good question. I know the regional bread baskets, but I'm not sure if I know the one you're looking for.
Well, it's part of your heritage, Rebecca.
Well, the bread basket of Europe or North Africa would be Ukraine,
mm-hmm, yeah.
right? Ukraine is the bread basket because they grow a lot of wheat.
And yes.
I have been to Ukraine. It is incredible. They're just given such good conditions for growing. The soil is so black.
So fertile,
and it's not
right?
just black for a couple centimeters. It's like really dark, rich soil for feet, like more than a feet. Like maybe even a meter, like in some places, of really, really good soil. Mm-hmm. So Ukraine is a breadbasket for its region of the world.
Yes, and it's also referred to as the breadbasket of the world. Yeah.
Yes.
Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah. Yes, Ukraine and Russia.
Okay. So moving on, McLaughlin says that they've worked in countries that have hurricanes and seen recovery, and if the trees have roots in the ground, the trees will recover. So these climate-proof trees, they might miss a bearing season, like they might not produce fruit for one season, but the important thing is they will continue to produce fruit the next year. So that is why it makes them so sustainable. So let's hear our second reading now.
The nature of breadfruit. At the same time, she said, the trees lock carbon away while feeding people, essentially addressing the root of increasingly destructive weather events. When a lot of agricultural produce is damaged, we need things that can actually survive, and if not survive as they were, actually regenerate. said Ainsley Henry, conservator of forests and CEO at Jamaica's Forestry Department, with which the foundation has collaborated for years. And the beauty of breadfruit is it's a very hardy species. If it does get broken or all the leaves get blown off, it doesn't matter, because these trees reproduce vegetatively. New plants grow from parts of a parent plant, such as roots, stems, or leaves. They are resilient too and can even propagate after this kind of storm damage, Henry said.
So let's learn some attributes of the breadfruit tree. So these trees in general, right, they lock carbon away. And the breadfruit tree does it while feeding people. Not all trees bear fruit that can be eaten or that are edible, but the breadfruit tree does. And something that I learned, well, I know that, you know, trees, they are great because they produce oxygen and they remove carbon dioxide from our air and environment, and they give us shade, so it makes the planet cooler. But I didn't realize that when a tree is cut down or a tree dies and decays, they release that carbon dioxide back into the air. So it's like just another reason why we shouldn't be chopping down trees.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And why trees are so good for the planet. Okay. So we hear that when a lot of agricultural produce is damaged, we need things that can actually survive. And if not survive, as they were, actually regenerate. So see this word regenerate, right? It means to reproduce, recreate, right? When we talk about plants, if a plant regenerates, it replaces, right, a part of it that was lost, right? Like leaves or stems or branches, it can regrow. And this is coming from whom?
Ainsley Henry. And his job is he's the conservator of forest. Now, conservator is an interesting word. So basically, this is someone who works in conservation. Mm-hmm. Conservation is basically protecting the environment, protecting plants, protecting animals. And I guess a conservator is like someone who is protecting the forest. And he's also the CEO at Jamaica's Forestry Department. It's interesting. In the Forestry Department, they call the head of the Forestry Department the CEO. But it's a term everyone can understand, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Often use minister. But I guess this is department, not ministry. Like if it's a ministry, then be the person in charge, be the minister of that. Okay, so the foundation of the McLaughlins have collaborated with the government of Jamaica, right? Specifically the Forestry Department. They've collaborated for years, and we'll learn later more about this collaboration and how long it's lasted. So the beauty of the breadfruit is that it's a very hardy species. And earlier we used the word hearty, H-E-A-R-T-Y, to describe the breadfruit, which is very filling, it can sustain you. Here, this word hardy, H-A-R-D-Y, what does it mean?
Well, hardy, especially when we're talking about plants, we're saying that plant is strong and healthy and can live in very difficult conditions. I think in the past, we've also used this to describe people.
Yes.
We say those children are very hardy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of an old term when we talk about describing people using the word hardy.
Mm-hmm.
But today we still use hardy, especially to describe trees and plants.
Yes. Or things that can stand up to tough conditions, right?
Yes.
So that's another description, another adjective to describe the breadfruit trees. They're hardy. They don't get blown away during the storm. And if they do get broken or all the leaves get blown off, it doesn't matter, right? Because they can regenerate. They can regrow that. But what's important is they stay rooted and they can continue to grow and live. So another attribute of the trees is that they can produce vegetatively. And what does that mean?
So to reproduce vegetatively means that new plants can grow from a part of a parent plant. So it could be many different parts. It could be the root, it could be the stem, it could be the leaves. I mean, these are like the plants in your house where you just cut off
Yeah, a
like
piece.
You cut off a piece and then you plant it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it grows into another plant.
Yeah, it doesn't need to grow from a seed.
Yes.
Right? It can just, you can take a clipping, you can take a part of the plant, replant it, and it will grow. And that's great, right?
That's really great when you're spreading like plants.
Yeah.
Like I think of the banana tree. Mm-hmm. Like banana trees are like that too. Like so you might start off with one banana tree and by the next season you might have 10 because they spread so fast.
Right. And so they are able to propagate. And this word means what we were talking about, right? You can grow another plant from a parent plant, right? So you can use this. And that is why, I guess, why banana trees are so prolific, right? Because they're so easy to replant. You don't need to plant them from a seed, right? It can be part of the plant or the tree that can reproduce. Right? So this is great, especially when we're talking about being in these storm vulnerable areas, right? Because they are storm resistant. Well, I learned a lot about breadfruit trees. I think you did too, Rebecca.
Yes, for someone who doesn't know breadfruit trees, I learned a lot.
Yeah, and I already knew about breadfruit, but I learned so much from this article, and that's just the first day. We definitely have a lot more to learn in tomorrow's program, so please come back for that. For now, I'm Linda.
I'm Rebecca.
Saying goodbye.
Bye-bye.